Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's brilliant to welcome you back. Thanks for downloading and listening to the podcast. Paul Savage joins us once again out in the UK. Paul, welcome back. Nice to touch base. Good to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on the show, Brad.
Paul, when we first chat, you said one of the things you're struggling with most is age and age catching up with you. And you also spoke about injuries and running injuries as you get older. It's obviously something you're very mindful of.
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very much so. And I think, you know, I think the single biggest sort of improvement in my running and my run training as I've got older has come from, you know, learning to keep the majority of my long runs in, you know, nice and slow, you know, sort of zone two, nice and slow. I'm a big believer in, you know, like the Maffetone method. Phil Maffetone talks about a heart rate of 180 minus your age, roughly. You have to look into the formula a little bit more, but it's 180 minus your age, and that's your upper limit. That gives you a sort of upper limit of the aerobic training zone. And you know, Phil Maffetone was the physiologist coach that turned Mark Allen into an Ironman champion. So if it was good enough for Mark Allen, then it's good enough for anyone else. So I think, yeah.
I'm so glad you say that, because I'm really good mates with the high performance coach for triathlon South Africa. He's a great runner himself. He's a phenomenal coach, and that's one of the things that he always says, is that people do their slower, easy sessions way too hard. That we just really, and it doesn't just apply to running. It's everything. Those intensity sessions need to be really, really low.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm the same, you know, because I do a bit of coaching, and I'll have an athlete that's sort of running, we'll race a half marathon and do like 1:30 for a half marathon, and then, you know, you look at their long slow, what's supposed to be their long slow steady run, and they're doing it like 7:15 minute miles. I'm like, there's no way you should be running like a minute per mile slower than that. You know, you've got to have the range of gears. You've got to be able to run slow, and you've got to be able to run very fast. You've got to have, you know, the range of gears to become an all-round better runner. But the long runs, not every long run, but the majority of long runs should be done slow, Maffetone method, zone two.
Love that. What's your favorite run workout?
So yeah, moving away from the zone two stuff, because
I love zone two, just for the record.
So do I. But my favorite run workout is not just going and running in zone two for 2 hours, although I do enjoy that. My favorite run workout would be like doing a 16-mile progression run, and the pace is progressed every 4 miles. So I'd start very slow, definitely in zone two, start slow, and then you're aiming to finish the last 4 miles around about sort of 70.3 race pace, maybe a little bit quicker. So that might be, you know, start off at 8 minute miles for 4 miles, then 4 miles about 7:30, 4 miles around 7 minute miles, and then 4 miles at, you know, sub 6:30 minute miles. That sort of pace. And I think, you know, if you do that kind of workout, 16-mile progression run, progressing in 4 miles, if you do that sort of 2 weeks out from an Ironman and you have a good session, then it gives you a lot of confidence going into the race.
Awesome. I think that's fantastic. Paul, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up again soon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.